No, I ain't got no more minutes. Here, check this out. I want you to see something. You can't get no cleaner in this here. Look here. These are very popular cigarettes with the children. You know what this is in here? You know what this is? This is a federal tax stamp. You can't beat that. You can't get no cleaner in that. Talk to me. Tell me something.
So why don't you keep going to business yourself if this is such a great fucking deal?
I would, man, but I ain't from Detroit, you know, and I don't know nobody in town that can handle a job this big, but y'all supposed to got all the connections, you know? But tell me something. Shit, I'm a businessman. I'm going to sit down and do what you want
to
do.
You're right. It ain't easy to get rid of this shit.
I know, but see, I'm a businessman, you know? This is my thing. I'm doing business here.
I want the truck. Let's get the fuck out of here.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Shout, kid.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Cousin, my man, don't dash yet. This looks like $2,000 to me. This looks like $5,000.
Give me, let me see.
The deal is for $5,000. That's about $2,000 that you count yourself.
You know what? This pisses me off. I told my people it's supposed to be $5,000 here, and look at this shit. They stiffed us.
No, they stiffed you, because I want my money, man.
Son of a bitch, you know, you can't count anybody today, but look, I'll tell you what, let's not fucking hassle about it now. Take the $2,000, and on the next score, I promise I'll make it up to you.
Hey, look, man, don't jerk me off, all right, man? Jerk somebody else off. This is bullshit. I need $5,000, not $2,000 thing, man. Don't do this to me.
Look, don't be unreasonable. You're not dealing with Johnny Bananas. Come on.
Yeah. No, I know I ain't dealing with Johnny Bananas, but can I have my money? No, look, can I say it slow for you? Look, I need $5,000. Read my lips. $5,000 is what I need. This is bullshit here. I can't do nothing with that.
You know, you want to be a fucking asshole, you can take the whole load and smoke them yourself in the pocket.
I don't smoke like a
stripe.
I smoke king size cash.
I can't make a price in my fucking head. Fuck this. Nice doing business with you, kid.
Hey, buddy, what you doing here?
Oh, officer, you know what just happened a few minutes ago? You ain't gonna believe this shit. Check this out. The truck, it just stopped, man. It just stopped. You got some jumper cables, you give me a jump.
Hey, don't I know you from someplace?
Nah, man, that ain't me. I'm from Buffalo.
Both of you guys, break out some ID. Let's get the fuck out of here!
Wanna take it anymore? I just been locked behind the door. So no time to stop and get away. Cause I work so hard to make it every day. Ooh. Money falling from the sky for a man to my heart and rob me blind. Someone stole my brand new Chevrolet and the rest is due. I got no place to stay. Ooh. 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 And it's hard to blame.
Todd's looking for you. He is really pissed. You know what he said? This is your worst fuck up ever. Personally, I don't think that's true. He's not in there.
Yeah, I can see that, Jeff. Thanks.
You know, if you had busted these guys, maybe he wouldn't have been so mad. Now I heard you got caught up haggling for money or something.
Look, $2,000 wasn't enough money. If I would have took it, those guys would have known I was a cop.
Well, Todd's going to do you another ass.
Don't go anywhere. No, I'm not saying you did anything wrong. I'm just saying if you had busted these guys, it would have worked out better. That's all I'm saying. Where are you going now?
I'm gonna go get my shit and get out of here.
No, big mistake. You want my advice?
No.
You know what I would do if I was you?
No, I don't.
Go in there, talk to him, wait for me.
Jeff,
be right back.
Jeff, get away from me. I'm gonna shoot you, all right?
Look,
time for you to do.
I'm not telling you what to do, but you know what I would do?
Just lighten up. I'm not listening to you, okay?
I'm not listening. You are making it a lot worse for yourself.
Oh, thank you. Look at this. This is great now. Thank you, guys.
Hey, you got a cigarette?
Did you write that one?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not a secret. Everybody knows about you and the truck.
Well, Jeffy, will you listen to me?
So listen. We'll be,
I am not listening to you. I'm ignoring you.
La, 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 la. I am not
That's
listening to Jeffrey, but he's still talking. I am not listening to you.
I really hate when you do that.
Then stop then, all right?
It's childish.
Is that fucking bully in here?
All right, there's Todd. It's showtime, okay?
Hey, boss, I know what you're going
to
say, but
you mind telling me where the fuck you come off going undercover without authorization from me? What the fuck is this all about? You want to play some fucking bullshit cowboy cop? Go do it in somebody else's precinct.
Don't you want to hear my side of the story?
What's your fucking side of the story?
Let's hear your side of the story.
Hey, Axel. I'm not taking any more of this shit from you. How much this little stunt of yours is going to cost this city?
I don't think cost is the issue here, sir. I think the issue should be my blatant disregard for proper procedure.
You damn right, wise ass. The mayor called the chief called the deputy chief just chewed my ass out. You see, I don't have any bit of it left, don't you? Where the fuck did you get a truckload of cigarettes from anyway?
From the Dearborn hijack.
From the Dearborn hijack? That fucking bus went down last week. That truck is supposed to be in the damn pound.
I'm trying to tell you.
Jeffrey, this is none of your fucking business.
This is not my locker.
Listen, Axel. No more of these setups, you understand? You're a good cop. And you got great potential, but you don't know every fucking thing. And I'm tired of taking the heat for your ass. One more time, you're out on the street. Do you understand me?
Boss, let me tell you.
Do you understand me?
Yeah, I understand.
Boss, the chief ain't chew it all out. You still got a little ass there.
Don't fuck with me, Axel. Not now. Go on. Go home.
Houses.
What do you expect with that lock? Why don't you buy a real fucking lock for that door, huh?
I don't need no lock. I got my pistol. I'm probably having somebody.
I can't afford no electrical bill, no clothes, no refrigerator. You got groceries and shit all inside there.
Oh, man, look at you. Yes. Yo, man, when'd you get out?
I got out 6 months ago.
You got out 6 months ago? You're coming to see me now?
Well, they got me out a year early for, you know, good time and, I went out to California to get some sun.
Well, I got some sun. I got some sun. You'll be a couple hours. I ain't seen you in 2 years, man. What's up? $10,000 Deutschmarks.
Deutschmark? What is it?
The bearer bonds. They're bonds. Untraceable.
You stole them?
No, it's not.
I don't want to hear it. I'm sorry I even asked. It's just good to see you, man.
Missed you, man.
Yeah.
I missed you.
What were you doing in California anyway?
I was working.
Working where?
Guess.
I don't know. Where were you working?
Beverly Hills.
Ah! What were you doing?
You ain't gonna believe this, man.
What?
I was a security guard.
Who the fuck's gonna hire you as a security guard?
Jenny Summers.
Jenny Summers? Oh, man, I haven't seen Jenny in years. What's she up to?
She's doing great, right? She's a manager of this art gallery, the Hollis Benton Art Gallery out in Beverly Hills. It's like a world-famous place, right? You ever hear of it?
Yeah, I buy all my art there.
8-4, corner pocket, 2 cushion.
$50, you don't make that shot.
Bullshit.
100.
You gotta bet.
What are you gonna do, huh? You're still just as bright as you always been.
20, 40, 60, 80, you take it.
Have a party. What the fuck are you doing business with you?
What the fuck are you gonna do? Miss, excuse me. Two more scotch and soda. I got a great idea. Let's steal a car.
Are you serious? I'm a fucking police officer. I can't steal cars no more, man. What's wrong with
what?
You?
Every time you stole the car, man. Fucking Cadillac. Fucking driving on the expressway.
I also remember you had to go to jail behind that shit, too.
I was in jail. I was in state school.
Well, state school is jail when you're 15 years old.
And that jail, man, that's like day camp compared to jail.
Yo, how come you didn't tell on me when you got caught, man? How come you didn't tell me we're together?
You don't know? No. Because I love you, man. One more.
Hold still, Mike. I gotta open the door, okay? Balance yourself. Okay? Here we go. Mike. I'm opening the door now, okay? Here we go. Alright, here we go.
Hands up! Get out now!
Hey, Mikey. Where have you been?
Up, Zach.
What do you got there, Mikey?
Yeah.
This is your laundry.
I swear to Christ, Zach, I was gonna bring him back.
Oh, you get lost?
No, I came here to see my friend. I had him with me. I figured, you know.
Turn.
What are you doing?
What am I supposed to do here, Mikey?
Zach, there was a whole box full of those things there. I mean, I took a couple of them. I didn't think anybody was gonna miss them. I figured I'd take them, you know.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
No, shut up. Please. Just shut up, Mikey. I swear. I swear, if you ever show your face out there again,
I won't. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Ever.
I thought I told you to go to the hospital and get that bump on your head checked out.
My head is all right, man.
It's not a request, Axel.
Is he making any statements anywhere?
No. Boss, can I talk to you for a minute? Look, I heard a rumor that you're going to use Ran on this case, and between the two of us, the guy doesn't know the time of day.
Don't mess with me now, Axel.
It's the first time he's left his desk in 12 years.
At least he's had 12 years. Anyway, it's a homicide case and it belongs to Rand. Now go to the hospital.
Well, you don't mind if I ask around a little bit, do you?
Don't do a damn thing. It's Rand's case. Your ass is skating on thin ice as it is.
Hey, look, we're talking about a friend of mine here.
Yes, we are, aren't we? Now let's take a close look at that. One, a hoodlum friend. Two, a professional hit. Three, in a cop's apartment. This whole thing stinks to high heaven.
How do you know it was a professional hit?
I didn't just walk into this town from the cotton fields. Whoever killed your friend wasn't worried about your little narrow ass. If they were, you'd be lying beside him in that meat wagon. Just don't do a damn thing. Stay out of this.
Well, look, I got some vacation time coming to me. I want to take my vacation now.
Stay away from this case, Axel.
No, it's just that I feel I need a little vacation, that's all.
All right. As soon as you finish at the hospital, you're on vacation.
Thank you.
But if you decide to butt into this case, it'll be the longest vacation you ever heard of.
Nervous, some people, huh?
May I help you?
Yes, you have a reservation for an Axel Foley.
Well, let's see. I'm sorry, I don't see anything of that name.
Check Rolling Stone magazine's Axel Foley. That's what it is.
No, no Rolling Stone, no Axel Foley. I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, it's all right. You guys probably just made some kind of mistake with reservations. Why don't you just give me another room now and go up and go to sleep?
I'm sorry, sir, but there are no rooms available.
Don't you think I realize what's going on here, miss? Who do you think I am, huh? Don't you think I know that if I was some hot shot from out of town that pulled inside here and you guys made a reservation mistake, I'd be the first one to get a room and I'd be upstairs relaxing right now. But I'm not some hot shot from out of town. I'm a small reporter from Rolling Stone magazine that's in town to do an exclusive interview with Michael Jackson that's going to be picked up by every major magazine in the country. I was going to call the article, Michael Jackson is sitting on top of the world, but now I think I might as well just call it, Michael Jackson can sit on top of the world just as long as he doesn't sit in the Beverly Palm Hotel because there's no niggas allowed in there.
Excuse me, sir, it seems that we do have a last-minute cancellation. There is a room available. It's a suite, but I'll only charge you the single room rate.
Thank you. I'm sorry I got upset. It's probably from jet lag or something. I'm very tired.
I understand,
What's
sir.
The rate, anyway?
That'll be $235 a night, sir.
Fine.
And that'll be suite 1035.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. If Mike will call, tell him what room I'm in.
Of course, sir.
Doing today?
Hi.
I'm fine. My name is Serge, and how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for Miss Jenny Summers.
It's very busy today. Maybe you give me your name?
My name's Axel Foley.
And what is pertaining?
I didn't understand what you said.
Pertaining? What it's meaning? Regarding?
Oh, what's it regarding? I'm an old acquaintance of hers.
Danae? One moment. Don't run and tell Miss Summers that Mr. Ahmed Foley is here to see...
Axel Foley.
Axel. Ahmed, Achwell.
Axel.
Foley is here to see her. These are all the quints. Donnie, this is covered this up. It's
I'm
like
sorry.
The grease of
sorry.
A dog to scrub for the customer. It's not sexy, it's animal.
No, it's not sexy at all.
May I offer you something to drink? A wine, a cocktail, espresso?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
I'll make it myself right back there with a little lemon twist. It's good. You should try it.
No, I'm fine.
I see you look at this piece.
Yeah, I was wondering how much something like this went for.
$130,000.
Get the fuck out of here!
No, I cannot. It's serious because it's very important piece.
Have you ever sold one of these?
Sell it yesterday to a collector.
Get the fuck out of here!
It's serious, I said it myself.
Axel Foley, what on earth are you doing here?
How you doing?
I'm fine. Hold a second. I'll be right down.
Great. Excuse me, Serge.
What are you doing here?
How you doing?
Oh, God, it's good to see you.
Yeah.
How have you been?
I've been out. Look at you.
You like?
Yeah.
You good?
You're getting old.
Fuck you. What is this?
Mustache.
Peach fuzz.
Nah, that's man style now. You have some place we can talk real quick?
Oh, yeah. Right over there.
Great. I can't believe how you filled out.
Yeah, I filled out.
No, it looks good, though. Sit down. I want to talk to you about Mikey.
Oh, is he in trouble again?
He's dead.
What?
He's dead. He came to Detroit and somebody killed him.
Believe it. Look, I can't right now. I'll be up in a second.
Mikey mentioned that you helped him get a job.
Yeah, the guy who owns his gallery hired him to favor me.
Who's this guy?
His name is Victor Maitland. He was working for Victor at the gallery's warehouse. Lord Axel, I can't talk right now. I have to go upstairs.
Miss Cole, I'll call you later on. We'll get together later and talk, okay?
Sure.
Be good. Hi.
Oh, hi.
I have a delivery for Victor Maitland.
Oh, I'll take it right upstairs to him.
Or maybe I should give it to him myself.
Well, deliveries are supposed to be left on my desk.
Yeah, but he has to get these flowers. It's imperative. I'm going to go up myself, all right?
Well, you're not really supposed to go up.
Yeah, but floral delivery is my life. I have to take it up. Thank you.
Who let you in here?
I let myself in. How you doing? I have to ask you some questions about Michael Tandino.
Speak to you later, darling. And what, may I ask, is your interest in Mr. Tandino?
Well, he was my best friend. He came to see me in Detroit a couple of days ago. And a couple hours after he got there, someone killed him.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
It's fucked up.
And? What do you wish to know?
He worked for you, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Good gracious. I'm really sorry to hear this. Would you like to sit down? Can I get you anything?
No, I'm all right.
Well, how on earth did this happen? Detroit is a very violent city, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All right. Do hope the police have procured some intelligent leads.
Exactly what was it Mikey did for you here?
I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name.
My name is Foley.
Excuse me, Mr. Foley, if I appear a little rude, but this sounds like something for the authorities in Detroit. So, if you'll forgive me, I really must get back to work.
Look, all I want to know is what kind of...
Gentlemen, would you please show Mr. Foley to the door?
Get the fuck
hey,
off.
Hey, take it easy,
yo,
buddy.
Man, get the fuck off! Get off!
Man,
get off!
Man.
Get the fuck off! Get off!
Games, man?
Hey, I'm talking to somebody else.
Hey! Have you seen this shit? I can describe all of them.
Please move to the side of the car and put your hands on the hood.
Why? What's with you guys?
You heard what he said, sir. Do it right now, please.
What kind of shit is this, man? Hold up. Wait a second. You guys are arresting me for getting thrown out of a fucking window? I got thrown out of a window, man!
Gun, partner.
Sir, you are under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to have an attorney present during questioning.
Yeah, I understand. I understand the rights. I know this is bullshit, though, man. I got thrown out of a fucking window.
Please get in the car, sir.
Yeah, but tell me something. What's the charge?
Possession of a concealed weapon and disturbing the peace.
Disturbing the peace? I got thrown out of a window. What's the fucking charge for getting pushed out of a moving car, huh? Jaywalking? This is bullshit.
You know, this is the cleanest and nicest police car I've ever been in my life. This thing's nice in my apartment. Officers. If we see any, like, movie stars, could y'all stop and point them out to me? I never seen no shit like that.
That's enough talking, pal.
Okay, that's cool. This is nice.
It's about time. I thought you guys forgot I was down here. I was getting hungry.
I never been in no cell that had a phone in it.
Can I stay for a while? Because I ordered some pizza. Somebody eat it.
seat right over there, please. I'm Sergeant Taggart, and this is my partner, Detective Rosewood.
You always treat visitors from out of town like this?
Why didn't you identify yourself as a police officer when you were arrested?
Because I was minding my own business. Where the fuck do you guys get off on arresting somebody for getting thrown out of a window?
We have six witnesses that say you broke in and started tearing up the place, then jumped out the window.
And you guys believe that? What the fuck are you, cops or doormen?
We're more likely to believe an important local businessman than a foul-mouthed jerk from out of town.
Foul-mouthed? Fuck you, man.
She watch your mouth.
Hey, man, don't square off on me with some bullshit. You want to start some static?
Hey, don't push me.
Fuck you, man.
Taggart! Yes, sir. Come here.
Sir, I apologize for striking you. I have no excuse.
Forget about it.
Detective Foley, I'm Lieutenant Bogomil of the Beverly Hills Police Department. Do you wish to file charges against Sergeant Taggart?
This is some kind of joke, right?
Do you wish to file charges against this officer for assault?
Look, where I'm from, cops don't file charges against other cops. No, I don't want to do that.
Well, in Beverly Hills, we go strictly by the book. Now, why didn't you inform us when you came to town?
I'm on vacation.
Well, if you're on vacation, what business did you have in Victor Maitland's office?
I had to go to the bathroom. I was walking by. It looked like a nice, clean place, so I stopped.
You always take your gun on vacation?
I don't know. I've never been on vacation before. But in Detroit, cops are required to carry a firearm at all times.
Well, if you want to carry a gun, I suggest you go back there.
Well, I really can't wait to get back there if you want to know the truth.
Was that so? I just got off the phone with an Inspector Todd in Detroit. Does that name ring a bell?
He's my boss.
He tells me you may not be very welcome back there. He says that you're an outstanding young detective. I find that very difficult to believe.
But it's true, though.
He also says he nearly had to fire you for insubordination. I find that very easy to believe. Now, what are you doing in Beverly Hills?
I told you, I'm on vacation. I went to the bathroom. The next thing I know, six guys threw me out a window.
Inspector Todd gave me a message for you. Want to hear it?
I don't think so.
He says if you're out here investigating the Tandino murder, you needn't bother coming back. He tells me if we inform him you are working on this case, he'll have you brought up on charges and fired. Now, one last time, what are you doing?
I'm on vacation!
Vacation. Rosewood, take Mr. Foley over to the courthouse and let him arrange for bail.
Follow me, sir.
You know, I got to hand it to you guys. If anything, you are extremely polite. Pretty good punch you got there, Taggart. After you.
After you.
You guys are so sweet, you know that?
Thanks for bailing me out, Jim.
You know, if I'd known why you'd been arrested, I wouldn't have come.
Oh, you don't mean that.
No, I don't mean that. Axel, if it wasn't for Victor Maitland, I'd be waiting on tables.
Well, it just so happens that the day that Mikey got killed, he showed up at my apartment with a bag of German bearer bombs. Now, I think he stole them from whoever had him killed. When I mentioned Mikey's name to Maitland, that's when Maitland went nuts and had me thrown out.
Axel, you look like a hoodlum. You go barging into his office without an appointment. You're carrying a gun. I mean, if you barged into my office and I didn't know you, I'd throw you out.
Is this your car?
Oh, no. In Beverly Hills, we just take whichever car's closest. I remember you used to drive that crappy blue Chevy Nova. What are you driving now?
Same crappy blue Chevy Nova. You think it's too late for me to study art?
Yeah, I do. Axel, why were you bothering Victor? I mean, you don't think he has anything to do with Mikey getting killed, do you?
Oh, no. No, I was just poking around. I don't think he did that.
Axel,
Victor Maitland is one of the top art dealers in the United States. He has been for 10 years.
I'm impressed.
What are you looking back there for?
The cops, they're following us.
What? Where?
In the back on the right. Beige Ford. They always charge me a single room rate.
How can you afford that?
Well, actually, I can't afford it. But you know what they got inside that bathroom? They got little robes with little initials of the hotel on it. I love this place. I can't believe this shit. I'm going to steal one of them robes. You want one?
No, thanks.
You want some of the slippers?
No.
I'm going to steal some of them, too. You should take some of this shit. Excuse me. 2 seconds. Hello, room service? Yes, this is Mr. Axel Foley in Suite 1035. Yeah. I'd like to order something from your late supper menu. But listen, I want you to deliver it to this beige Ford that's parked out on Wilshire. Send down 1 beige shrimp salad sandwich, okay? All right, and is the cold poached salmon and dill sauce tasty? Okay, send one of those down, all right? And send down something for dessert. Thank you very much. All right, thank you.
You're good.
How long are you going to stay?
I'm going to be in town when I find out who killed Mikey. And I'm very seriously considering going down to that warehouse where he worked and checking that place out.
Oh, really? And how are you planning on getting in?
Good evening, sir.
The hell is that?
It's late supper, sir. Compliments of Axel Foley.
Foley? How do you know we were here? Because I let you drive.
I need a couple of bananas. How much are they?
Well, the buffet plate is $12.50. You get peaches, plums, oranges, and bananas.
Well, all I need is a couple of bananas.
Shh. Go ahead. Take those bananas.
Hey.
Forget it. I'm not eating that. Take it back.
Certainly, sir.
This really looks great.
Can I get some extra mayo?
Certainly, sir.
Thank you.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
There's the Mercedes. Will you get rid of that stuff?
Yeah, but I'm still not sure I should do this.
Okay, you don't have to do anything. But when you hear glass and shit breaking, don't get scared. It's just me kicking in the window. Sit tight.
All right. Come on,
baby.
You find something?
Coffee grounds.
So?
You know what this stuff is used for?
Yeah, some people filter hot water through it and drink it.
Yeah, I'm going to take this home and filter hot water through it and drink it in the morning.
I wish you would have been with me last night.
What happened?
I stopped in a joint on the way home to have a couple of drinks.
Yeah. Which one?
Two of our local joints. Some guy comes in, he sits down a couple of stools away. He's got that part of my eyes that's going like this. I didn't know if he was trying to pick a make on me or what. So I thought I'd take you over there tonight. Let him have a little shot at you before I tore his head off. Come on, let's go. I want to get out of here.
Just get off my back.
Come on.
I got it.
Come on. Hurry up.
Hurry up.
Give me the key. I'm going to follow.
Have you ever driven a Mercedes before?
No, but a car is a car. I drive my car every day.
I'm driving. I've seen your car.
Oh, shit. That's cold.
A banana in your tailpipe? How could you not notice a man sticking a banana in your tailpipe?
Well, he distracted us.
And how'd he do that?
Well, he sent us a late supper, sir. See, this waiter comes over.
Billy, he gets the point.
A late supper. And what did you have, Rosewood?
I think it was a shrimp salad sandwich, sir.
A shrimp salad sandwich?
Yes, sir.
I want you two to go back to the hotel and wait for Foley to show up. And if you lose him again, don't bother calling in. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. A late supper.
We've got something for you, Billy. An anti-banana disguise. It may come in handy.
A little extra protection, Billy.
Very funny. Come on, Billy. Let's go.
Why don't you take the car and go on home?
Well, what about you?
I want to find out what this place is.
Oh, I can tell you that. It's a bonded warehouse. They hold our foreign shipments here till they clear customs.
Well, I'm going to go check it out. Just take the car and go home, okay?
Damn it, Axel. I'm not going to bail you out again.
Go home. You have a match?
There's no smoking in here.
I'm not going to smoke now. I'm going to smoke when I go outside. Thank you very much. Thank you. Is your supervisor here?
Yeah, he's in the office.
Can you go get him for me, please?
What's the problem?
Are you security here?
Yeah.
Then you're the fucking problem. Go get your supervisor, please. Now! Now!
Okay.
Well.
come back yet.
What do we do now?
We wait.
Okay.
Can I help you?
Are you the supervisor here?
Yes, who are you?
I'm Inspector Rafferty, United States Customs Service.
Has all this stuff passed through customs already?
No, this is the bonded area.
Well, then tell me something. Answer a question for me. How can a black man, dressed like me, just march into your warehouse, walk into the bonded area, and start poking around without anyone asking me any questions whatsoever?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, thank you. That's the answer I was looking for. Why don't you guys just give me your ID number, because somebody's going to lose their job behind this. This guy gave me a match, for Christ's sake.
You gave him a match?
Listen to me. I do security checks all over the nation. And with the exception of Cleveland, this place has the worst security in the nation. Now, I suggest you guys call your wives, because we're going to be here all night. We're going to check the background of each and every crate in this section, starting with this one right here.
Wow. You know, it says here that by the time the average American is 50, he's got 5 pounds of undigested red meat in his bowels.
Why are you telling me this? What makes you think I have any interest in that at all?
Well, you eat a lot of red meat.
Now, the inspector needs all the information on those airway bill numbers.
And all the manifests, too.
That's right, and he needs the records of all shipments due into the same destination.
Right. What's this all about?
Just do it.
You got some kind of warrant for this?
You know, you have a very big mouth, sir. Are you hiding something from me? Is that what you're doing? I bet you that is your Porsche that's parked outside, isn't it? Isn't that your Porsche? Is it? How would you like for me to have the IRS come down here and crawl up your fucking ass with a microscope? Because they'll do it. I've seen them do it. It's not a pretty sight. I want you to know something, pal. And I want all y'all to know something. I can have 25 agents down here in 15 minutes to march in here, snatch your bond from underneath you, and you guys will be out of business permanently if I don't get some cooperation. Is that understood?
Don't get upset, Inspector. We'll give you everything you need. Right, guys? Everything you need.
That's not my Porsche. No, sir. I don't know whose it is.
Well, you ain't got nothing to worry about then. I don't know what y'all think I am. Take me for some kind of fool.
Hurry up! Quicker!
You know, I noticed you've been drinking a lot of coffee lately. Well, I think that's why you have a hard time relaxing.
Jesus Christ. He almost gave me a heart attack.
What are you guys doing here so late?
You're a cocky son of a bitch, aren't you?
Look, man, if you're still mad about the banana thing, I'm sorry, all right? I just need a little time to myself. I just was able to saw the expression on your face when the car conked that.
Yeah, very funny. Lieutenant Doctor's 2 days' pay.
Get out of here. He's not kidding.
No, he's not kidding. By the way, thanks for the sandwich.
He meant it as a joke, Billy, like the bananas.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm a fellow police officer. I know what it's like to be in a stakeout. When I sent that food down to you guys, that was from the heart.
Bullshit.
Why are we always arguing, man? Look, all three of us are cops. We should be working together. We all had a very rough day today. What do you say we all go get something to drink and make up and be friends, huh?
Forget it.
Okay, fuck it then. I'm gonna go get something to drink, though, alright? You guys can try to follow me if you want to do that. But I lost y'all once today, which means I can do this shit again. So why don't you say, you know, we just go get something to drink together? Let's be friends.
We don't drink on duty.
Okay, fine. Alright, but listen to me. I found the perfect place. I saw it on the way over here today. It's perfect for you guys. You can go. It's very conservative, and you guys will love it. Don't worry. It's nice. Trust me. Yes, sir, I'm having a great time. Can I have a scotch and soda? And the brothers, what you want, like light beers for the fellas?
2 club sodas.
You're cracking me up, man, with this on-duty shit. Billy, You know, you don't have to be embarrassed if your dick gets hard. But your dick is supposed to get hard, see? That's the whole object of this. Taggart's dick is hard, but he won't let you know because he's the boss. The boss dick got to stay limp, right? See, I ain't on duty, so my dick can be hard. Hey, Taggart, look. Check that out. I found it at Maitland's warehouse. Billy! Bill, here, give her this. Really, no, stuff that inside that little thing and she go nuts.
Excuse me. Billy.
What do you think?
Coffee ground.
Yeah.
So?
You guys don't know nothing about nothing, do you? You just got your badges and your guns and you're on the job, right? Make sure we get the right drinks, because if I drink club soda, I'll throw up. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Thank
you.
Think so?
No doubt in my mind. Taggart. See that guy over there in the black coat?
Black jacket?
Yeah? Well, it's June. Don't you think it's kind of hot for a long black leather coat?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. There goes his partner over there. They just came in together. Something's getting ready to go down. Why don't you go over there and cover that guy for me, all right?
What's going on?
I'm gonna go check out this asshole at the bar. Billy over here is gonna make sure that I behave.
Can somebody tell me what's going on?
I don't like this groove.
No bullshit this time.
Sit tight, Billy.
Go, Rosewood. You're some kind of cop, you know that?
Sorry for the disturbance, folks. Everything's under control. Yeah.
Taggart, would you mind explaining to me what you and Rosewood were doing in a strip bar out of our jurisdiction when you were still on duty?
Sir. Before you chastise these two officers, I think it's something you should know. The only reason that they were at a strip bar is because they were tailing me and I went to this place. Now, these two officers were sitting outside wondering what I was doing. I wasn't having a good time. I'm into things like that. Anyway, these guys waited outside. And the only reason that they came in was because they saw two suspicious-looking gentlemen with bulges in their jackets going into the place. Well, it turns out that these guys were going to commit a robbery, sir. These men watched them, waited for them to make their move, and then they foiled the crime. I did not know what was going on. I was watching the show having fun. I'm still freaked out by it. You must have a sixth sense. I don't know what you teach these fellows, but they're not just regular cops, okay? They're super cops. And the only thing missing on these guys are capes.
Is this what really happened?
No, sir.
Would someone like to tell me what really happened?
Well, Foley invited us to this bar, and we accepted.
We ordered club sodas, sir.
Right. And while we were there, fully observed the two suspects casing the establishment. And before we knew what was going on, he'd already disarmed one of them. Detective Foley deserves all the credit for the arrest, sir.
Detective Foley, we appreciate your assistance. But in the future, if you want to practice law enforcement, I would prefer you did it in Detroit.
I understand, sir. I'm sorry. But before I go, I just want you two to know something, all right? That the super cop story was working. Okay? It was working, and you guys just messed it up. Okay? I'm trying to figure you guys out, but I haven't yet. But it's cool. It's a fuck-up, perfectly good lie, and it's all right.
You guys are off the case. Foster, McCabe, your turn. Don't lose him.
Not a chance, sir.
And you two? In my office.
Morning, gentlemen. Some coffee and donuts?
What?
Coffee and donuts.
There he is.
Morning, officers. What, y'all the second team?
We're the first team.
Yeah. We're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
It should be more natural, brother. It should flow out like this. Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe. See, that's more natural for us. You've been hanging out with this dude too long. I'm sorry, I'm just fucking with you. That's funny to me, sorry. So you're going to try to keep up with me?
No problem.
In this Victor Maitland's house?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I seen enough. Y'all want something to drink? Beer or something? I got some stuff in the trunk. Excuse me.
For a man who claims to be on vacation, you look a lot like you're on a stakeout.
Stakeout? No. I'm picnicking. This is like a picnic area.
Well, guys, I've been shooting the shit long enough. Time for me to take in some sights. Excuse me.
How's he doing?
put this in a good spot? All this shit happened last time I parked here. Thank you.
I'm looking for Victor Maitland.
You realize that this is a members-only club?
Mm-hmm, but I have to talk to Victor. It's very, very important.
Are you sure it's Victor Maitland you want?
Oh, yes, Victor Maitland, the gray-haired gentleman, very dark-skinned, Capricorn. Victor.
Well, why don't you give me the message, and I'll take it to him?
Okay, I guess I can do that. Tell Victor that Ramon, the fella he met about a week ago, tell him that Ramon went to the clinic today and I found out that I have herpes simplex 10. And I think Victor should go check himself out with his physician to make sure everything is fine before things start falling off on the man.
Perhaps you better tell him that.
You know, I think that would be best.
So do I.
Hi, Victor. I'm back. Look, cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Why don't you get the hell out of here, cuz?
Get the fuck away from me, man. Very good, Victor. Could you, like, teach him to roll over and sit and do all that shit, too?
What do you want?
I want to talk to you. Last time we met, I didn't get a chance to talk to you.
I have nothing to say to you.
That's cool. I'll do all the talking. This is a very nice place, Vic. Hi. I like this. This is nice.
Glad you like it. It must make you a member.
You know, Victor, I know that you're into a lot of crooked shit. And I have a pretty good idea that you had Mikey killed. And when I find out for sure, I'm gonna fuck you up real bad.
Is that so? Now listen to me, my tough little friend. I don't know from under what stone you crawled, or where you get these ridiculous ideas about me. But it seems painfully obvious you haven't the slightest fucking idea who you're dealing with. Now, my advice to you is, crawl back to your little stone in Detroit before you get squashed. Okay?
Please step away from the table, sir.
I'll go now, Vic.
Nice meeting you again.
Yeah. Catch you later, Vic.
I can't wait.
Do I know you guys from someplace? You look so familiar.
Detective Foley, this is becoming very irritating. Why are you bothering Victor Maitland?
I had a friend named Michael Tandino that used to work for Victor Maitland. And Maitland had him killed. I can't prove that right now, but when I do, you'll be the first to know.
Forget what you can prove. Talk to me.
Okay, listen. Everybody knows that Victor Maitland is a hotshot art dealer, okay? But I did some poking around, and art's not the only thing that he deals. I went to his warehouse, and I saw some guys unloading a crate that was filled with German bearer bonds. Now, my friend Michael Tandino had bonds like this on him, coincidentally, when he was killed in Detroit.
Just because Maitland chooses to invest in the same kind of bonds your friend had doesn't necessarily mean he's a killer.
The man's not an investor. He's a smuggler, okay? Be it bonds or drugs or whatever. The crate that I saw didn't even pass through customs. Maitland is paying someone so his guys can get the shipments out of customs before they get inspected. The Maitland's guys get their hands on it. They take the drugs or the bonds out of the crates, and they send it back before customs even knows what's going on.
And you witnessed all this?
Everything except for the drugs. But I found coffee grounds all over the warehouse.
Coffee grounds?
You said something about that before. What does that mean?
Drugs are sometimes packed in coffee grounds. The scent throws off the dogs.
Very good, Lieutenant. Now what do we do?
Look, Detective Foley, I'm sorry. I'd really like to help you. If you'd found the drugs, that's one thing. But if your only evidence is coffee grounds, we don't have enough to get a search warrant.
Come on, guys. I know how we can get around
this. We don't get around search warrants in Beverly Hills. Taggart.
Yes, sir.
I want you to start checking this out. Start with the LAPD, the FBI, and the Customs Service.
Hey, wait a minute, Taggart. Look, Lieutenant, Maitland is much smarter than that. We go and start snooping around his place. He's going to close down and get his shipments from someplace else. It'll be a big waste of time.
Really? Is that what your extensive experience leads you to believe?
Look, I haven't been on the forces. Oh,
shit. Is this the mess?
Yes, sir.
Is this the gentleman who crashed through Victor Maitland's window? Who disabled a non-marked unit with a banana?
Yes, sir.
Who lured Taggart and Rosemont into a gross dereliction of duty at a striptease establishment?
It's Rosewood, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is this the gentleman who ruined the buffet at the Harrow Club this morning?
Yes, sir.
I just bet you are the pride of your department in Detroit. Lieutenant, I'd like to see you in your office.
Yes, sir.
Is this the man who wrecked the buffet at the Harrow Club this morning?
Lower your voice, for Christ's sake.
What, can the guy hear me through the wall?
Yes, he can.
Rosewood, take Detective Foley back to his hotel room, watch him pack, and escort him to the city limits. When you get there, you can give him his gun back. The two charges of disturbing the peace have been dropped against you. But the chief says if you return to the city of Beverly Hills, the charges will be reinstated, and you will be prosecuted to the limit of the law.
Sir, may I say something?
Billy.
What?
Well, he seems to have enough to follow
up. You want to tell that to the chief?
No, sir.
Then I suggest you get moving.
Come on, Axel.
Right. Let me check on that tomorrow and get right back to you. Thank you.
Hi.
Victor, hi.
Hope I'm not interrupting you.
Of course not. Don't be silly.
Jenny, there's a gentleman in town from Detroit who says he's a friend of Michael Tandino. He came by the office yesterday and asked me all sorts of rather odd questions. Excuse me, now. I believe his name is Foley. Since you were such a good friend of Michael, I was wondering if you were perhaps familiar with the fellow.
Well, we grew up in the same neighborhood.
Oh, really? Have you seen him lately?
He came in yesterday.
Oh, he came by here? Huh. And?
He told me that, Mikey'd been killed.
Yes. Yes, I know. And then?
Well, that's it. He left, and I haven't seen him since.
Jenny, darling, you wouldn't by any chance know where Foley is staying, would you? I have some information which just might be helpful for him.
No, I have no idea.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I hope I didn't disturb you too much.
Oh, no. No problem.
We'll have dinner soon, yes?
Well, that'd be lovely.
Take care.
Hey, Billy, look, I read the manifest, all right? They're expecting another shipment in today. Never mind Bogomil. This is a chance for me and you to blow this case wide open to two of us. What do you say? Come on.
Look, Axel, I wish I could, but I can't.
Why?
Because Bogomil would kill me.
Billy.
I'm not going to drive you to the art gallery, Axel.
Billy, it'll just take a couple of minutes. My friend Jenny will let us in Maitland's warehouse. We can be there when the shipment comes in and nail him.
How can you be sure if it'll be drugs or something?
I got a hunch, okay? That's a technique by which many crimes outside of Beverly Hills get solved.
Why didn't you tell Bogomil about this shipment?
Bogomil does everything by the book. You know, I'm starting to think that everybody in this goddamn town is a robot. This thing is very personal to me.
All they asked me to do was drive you out of town. Now I'm gonna screw that up too.
Billy, I love you. I just fell in love with you. Jenny, how you doing? This is my good buddy, Billy Rosewood. This is Jenny Summers.
Hi.
Billy's a Beverly Hills cop.
What do you do?
That's Serge. Yo, Serge. Can you get my friend, espresso?
You want to be the lemon twist?
Yeah, sure, if it's no bother.
No, don't be stupid.
Axel, Victor Maitland was here asking questions about you today. I'm telling you, he was acting real weird.
Yeah, well, look, the reason I came down here is because I want to get back inside the warehouse.
How about I go with you?
Jenny, come on now. You work here with Serge in an art gallery. You're not a cop.
Look, Axel, if this has anything to do with Mikey getting killed, then I want to go check it out for myself.
I don't have time to stand here and argue with you, Jenny.
Wait a second. Let me get my keys, and we'll argue on the way.
Okay, Billy, your job is just sit out here and observe things, all right? Don't make a move until I come out and get you.
I don't see why I can't come in.
You can't go in because you're a cop in this town. You go in there without probable cause, they're going to call an illegal search. You know that. Why didn't they teach you that in cop school? Just sit tight, okay? If I find some evidence, I'll come out and I'll get you.
But you can't...
But nothing. Just be cool, all right? If anything jumps off, I'll come in and I'll get you, all right? Promise. Okay? Thank you. Is there any chance that you're going to give me that key and let me go anywhere myself right now?
No, dear.
Fuck. Come on. Looks like they've been here already.
What exactly are you looking for?
This is a crate from overseas. Hasn't passed through customs yet.
What is that?
Coffee on top. This ain't sugar. We'll get Rosewood.
Welcome to the party.
seems we have guests. How nice. I do like surprises. Jeanette. I just can't tell you how disappointed I am to find you here.
Victor, listen.
Shut up! I don't want to hear it. Take her to the car and wait for me, okay?
What are you going to do with him?
I think you should be more worried about what we're going to do with you.
Yeah, Ginny, don't worry about me. We got cocaine and coffee here. We're going to get wired and have a big party. Thanks for having me over, Vic. This is very nice.
You say something?
If something happens to her...
I'm all ears.
I'll kill you.
Really? That would be a neat trick.
Well, cuz.
Are you still pissed at me?
No. But I should have taken care of you in Detroit. When I popped your little buddy.
Goodbye, Mr. Foley. Have a nice day.
I'll try.
Check out the warehouse's address and act on whatever he finds. I'll explain it to him later.
DD6, Sergeant Taggart is here now.
He wants to talk to you.
Shit!
Billy, what the hell is going on?
I'm sorry, Sergeant. I can't talk now.
What do you mean you can't talk now?
Just check out the warehouse and please don't say anything to Bogomil.
Sorry, sir. He's not transmitting anymore.
Shit, what's the matter?
It's Billy. He's doing something dumb again, but I don't know what. Was he calling from the hotel?
No, sir. Right now, his car is heading north on Palm Canyon Road.
We were there this morning.
What?
Yeah. Foley was up there looking over Maitland's house.
Do you have the address of that warehouse?
Yes, sir.
Here. You two check that place out, then find me and let me know what the hell is going on over there. And don't talk to anybody but me. Foley, you're under arrest. Billy, what the hell are you doing here?
I stole my gun and forced him to bring me here.
No, he didn't, Sarge. Look, everything he said about Maitland is right. Now he's kidnapped a woman and he's got her in this house. Well, let's go in there and get her.
The fuck do you think I'm trying to do here?
You're not doing anything. We'll handle this. We'll have a search warrant here in 20 minutes.
She could be dead in 20 minutes.
Stop working on that lock. You're coming with us.
Look, man, I'm going to open up this door and I'm going inside. You want to stop me? Shoot me.
Me too. Billy.
Really, Sarge, you can do what you want, but I'm going in with Axel.
God damn it, Billy, this is really serious trouble. If you're lucky, you'll just get fired.
Got it.
My last warning, Foley. Billy!
I'm sorry, Sarge, I've got to.
Shit. Wait a minute.
What's that? Looks like East Gate. Punch it up.
Who the hell is that?
Better get Maitland up here. Is Rosewood back yet?
No, sir.
Have you seen Taggart?
Took off about 10 minutes ago.
Foley's on the grounds.
Well, how the hell should I know? I'll get some people out there right away.
Don't take your eyes off that screen.
Taggart and Rosewood.
I can see that. Keep trying.
CD 13, come in, please.
What's a 20?
Oh, 609 Palm Canyon Road.
Who lives at that address?
A Victor Maitland, sir.
Thank you.
You all right? The fuck am I doing here?
Good shot, Billy.
Let's go.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, these guys are serious.
I hate machine guns.
Cover me. You guys go around front, I'm gonna check the back.
Sir, we have a report of shots fired at that same location, 609 Palm Canyon Road.
Put it down to 998. Officers need assistance. Undercover's on scene.
Sir?
Just do it. I want all North End units to roll. South End units, stay in their area.
All North End units.
Let's go.
Undercover officers at location.
You're all under arrest!
You do that again, I'll shoot you myself.
Butch Cassidy, Redford and Newman are almost out of ammunition, and the whole Bolivian army is out in front of this little hut.
Billy, I'm gonna make you pay for this.
Fuck no.
Be careful, old boy. It might hit me.
Freeze!
Going on here?
Oh, shit.
What's this man doing here?
Bleeding, sir.
Rosewood?
I'm coming. He isn't wearing cuffs.
Well, he isn't actually in custody, sir.
Well, place him in custody. Would you like me to do it?
Wouldn't you like to hear my report first, sir?
You have a report that explains all this.
Yes, sir.
Well, I will be very glad to hear it.
Well, sir, Miss Jeanette Summers, the manager of Mr. Maitland's art gallery, accidentally discovered large quantities of a substance she suspected was cocaine in the art gallery's warehouse. She immediately communicated her discovery to Detective Axel Foley of the Detroit Police Force. Detective Foley was at the time cooperating in a joint Beverly Hills, Detroit investigation of narcotics trafficking. Detectives Foley and Rosewood, responding to Miss Summers' report, proceeded to the warehouse, where Rosewood did in fact discover approximately 80 kilos of cocaine. Rosewood immediately called for backup, and I dispatched our officers to this location. Sergeant Taggart here was the first to arrive at the scene. And having probable cause to believe a felony was in progress, Sergeant Taggart joined Rosewood, with Detective Foley present only as an observer, and proceeded to enter the grounds. And in the course of defending ourselves, we shot several suspects, including Mr. Maitland.
You expect me to believe that report?
That's the report I'm filing, sir.
Sergeant Taggart, why don't you tell me what happened?
Happened just like the lieutenant said, Chief.
Well, I suppose congratulations are in order.
Thank you, sir.
A report better be on my desk in the morning.
Yes, sir. First thing.
You were lying your ass off.
Why don't you go to the hospital and get your shoulder looked at?
Excuse me, sir. I was wondering if you could, like, do me a favor, sir.
I think your favors are all used up.
I understand. It's just that I was hoping that you could, like, call in my Inspector Todd, my boss back home, and straighten things out for me, but that's all right. I guess I'm just out of a job. It's cool, though. I think I'm going to stay in Beverly Hills. I like it out here. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start my own private investigation company. How's that sound?
I will talk to Inspector Todd first thing tomorrow.
Will you, really?
Yes, you bet.
Thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome.
How you doing? I'm actually fully checking out of suite 1035.
One moment, sir. I'll get your bill.
Hey! Guys, y'all didn't have to come down to see me off, but I'm very moved by the gesture. Thank you.
Bogomil ordered us to make sure you got out of town.
You know, it doesn't even matter to me, Billy. You know what matters? That you guys came down here. I'm all choked up on the inside. I got a lump in my throat. You look a little misty yourself there, Taggart.
There you go, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Excuse me. The Beverly Hills Police Department is picking that up.
Oh, get out of here. Guys, that's the last straw. That was the last straw. You guys are too nice. Sir, do you sell those Beverly Palm robes down here?
Yes, we do, sir. They're $95 a piece.
Well, money is no object. Put them on my tab. I have to have two of them, though. Billy, you saved my life, okay? I don't think I'll ever be able to repay you, but as a token of my appreciation, I want you to have this fine Beverly Palm robe. Each time you get out of the shower, you're dripping wet for the rest of your life. I want you to think about our friendship. I want you to think about Axel Foley. I love you, Billy.
Thanks, Axel.
Here, let me take this. Rest of that arm. Billy, take care of the tab, would you?
Hey, Taggart.
Here you are, sir.
This is for you.
No, that's all right. You keep it as a souvenir.
I already have three of them in my bag.
Thanks, sir.
Take it easy.
You're not going to say goodbye?
Why, aren't you guys going to tail me to the city limits anyway?
Yes, we are.
I figured you would. I was thinking about stopping off and getting something to drink, though.
Yeah, we sort of figured you would.
Does that mean you guys are going to join me?
I don't think so, Axel. We're still on duty.
Well, I don't think one beer's going to kill us, Billy.
That's right. Listen to Taggart here, Rose. We'd lighten up, all right? One drink's not going to kill us.
But guys, if you fall too far behind, don't be afraid to honk, okay?
Where are we going anyway?
Don't worry about it. Just follow my lead. I know the perfect place. You guys will love it. Trust me.
mind's